بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a very easy deen and has blessed us with iman to understand deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very simple for us. Everything in Islam has been explained to us in detail. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us a noble conduct to follow in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, the last time we addressed you, we spoke about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. Today we want to mention another cornerstone in Islam, and that is Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. There is no partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from partnership. Respected elders, that this is the beauty of Islam, that the wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no partners unto his being. And what is the sifat of Allah ta'ala, the qualities of Allah ta'ala. Qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be divided into two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he listens, he is all hearing, and he is merciful. This quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists also in mankind. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described in the Quran Kareem as one merciful, Raufur Rahim. The unique qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, remover of difficulties, remover of calamities, a person who is ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures him. The one who listens to our pleas and our calls, the one who listens to us when we are in difficulty, the one who fulfills our needs, the one who is watching us all the time, these are unique qualities of Allah Ta'ala. There is no one like him. Merciful, the mother is merciful towards the child, but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different. We listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens, but there is very great difference in this listening. When it comes to that section, I will explain to you what are the differences. But in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the unique qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no sharik, there is no partner. And in controlling this whole universe, in controlling this whole galaxy. Only Allah does it. And it is so reasonable, so logical. Respected elders, if there are two drivers for a car, simple thing, a car, if there are two drivers for it, most of you know of this also, that sometimes when you're driving, then you get unofficial drivers with you. From the back they tell you, do this, do this, do this. And how annoyed you get. And how sick you get. Now if there are two official drivers, and one say no, turn right, and one say turn left, then can you imagine that this small vehicle, what will happen to it? It'll go and crash. So in a small thing like this, if there cannot be two drivers for this whole universe to move and to coordinate and to go in harmony, there has to be only one Allah Ta'ala. Respected elders, if you have two directors for one shop, or if you have two directors for one factory, can you imagine the chaos? For example, if you're running a shoe factory and you have two directors, and one say, no, produce the right foot. And the other say, no, you must only produce left foot. Can you imagine what's going to happen to the staff and what's going to happen to the machinery and what's going to happen to the production? All that will be in turmoil, total turmoil. Respected elders, even in a small setup, a domestic setup, if the husband is not the captain of the ship, if the husband is not the leader of the family, and if the husband is not wearing the pants, and if the husband is not directing this vehicle of life, and if the husband is not monitoring everything, then you know what happens. Why there are difficulties and problems, domestic problems? Because somewhere, maybe the wife, maybe the daughter, maybe the son, they want to say, no, this must be done and that must be done. Do this, do that, and not this. So the poor husband, he loses his leadership. And then the problem arises. Respected elders, this idea and this belief and this concept that Allah Ta'ala is alone and there is no partners unto Him, He is Hajat Rawa, He is Mushkil Khusha, He is everything of ours, that is most important. It was this Tawheed, respected elders, that brought the whole of the Arab nation against Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he should go to the cave of Hira for meditation and pondering, was there any opposition? No opposition. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was classified before he proclaimed Nabuwat. He was classified as Al-Amin, As-Sadiq. He was classified that he is trustworthy, he is honest, he is worthy. They should give them their possessions, their valuable possessions to keep. Respected elders, they loved him. But when he gave the call, when he gave the call that come towards Allah Ta'ala and there is no partner to Allah Ta'ala, then, respected elders, his uncles came against him, his tribe came against him, his family came against him, everything around him hostile against him. Did he take anybody's possession? No. Did he run away with someone? No. Did he steal? No. Did he hurt someone? No. But no, he gave the call towards Tawheed. He gave the call that Allah alone does everything. There is no partner unto Allah. La sharika. There is no partner unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Hamul, this Shams, this Lat, Manat, Uzza, all these are fabrications, all these are false. They cannot do anything. Allah does everything. This was the call. Respected elders, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gathered the people at Mount Safa, calling them tribe by tribe. Oh, Banu Lanjar come, oh, Banu Manaf come, all is calling them. And when they came, the respected elders, and then when he informed them, I see an army coming, they listened to him. But no sooner he told them that believe in Allah Ta'ala and believe in the wahdaniyat of Allah Ta'ala and follow him, they rebel. Abu Lahab, his uncle, stated that, have you called us, have you gathered us for this? Everyone went against him. Respected elders, that is why repeatedly he went around saying that, O mankind, ya ayyuhan nas, kulu, say, la ilaha illallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. Tuflihud, you will be successful. The Arab, respected elders, he understands Arabic. And more than that, at that time, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, his uncles, they fully understood the purport of what he was saying. They knew, respected elders, that once they accept La ilaha illallah, once they accept this, respected elders, that power is gone from their heads. That government is gone from their heads. Then worship only for Allah Ta'ala. Then vow, sacrifice, everything is for Allah. Habul, Shams, Manat, Uzza, all God. They knew this, respected elders. Now they will have to conform to what Allah says. Now they will have to conform and adhere to what Allah says. Now they will not follow whims and fancies. Now superstition will have to come out. Now this seeking of omens and good omens and bad omens, that will have to come out. Now all the customs and the rituals will come out. What kind? They had very strange customs and rituals. I'll give you one example. Once Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rahmatullah Alayhi, they went into the Haram, they wanted to sit in some gathering. Then they saw a young person, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was making an announcement, and he had a huge gathering around him. He was saying that, O people of Iraq, O people of Sham, Syria, if you want to understand the meaning of any hadith, mention it, I will explain to you the meaning. So Imam Ahmad said, this is a tall claim, let us ask him one hadith. So they asked him the meaning of one hadith. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not fly out the birds. Do not fly out the birds from their nest in the night. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi explained that in the time of ignorance, before the proclamation of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Nabuwat and the teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Arabs, what they should do when they want to journey in the night, then they should go to the birds which were in their nest and they should throw stones at them. And they should observe now that when that bird comes out from the nest, which way will it go? So if that bird flew out from the nest towards the right direction, then they should say, the journey will be good, it will be successful, and they should go for that journey. And if that bird came out from the nest and flew from in the left direction, then they should say, no, abandon the journey. So the Arabs were steeped in this stupidity and this superstition. And this call towards Tawheed, and this call towards Allah Ta'ala is one. There is no Sharik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have sons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no division of labor. Like certain people, what they say? No. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who came down, and when he was on earth, he was actually the manifestation of God on earth. That is completely blasphemous. There is no such thing as in the hands of certain Nabi that he has got the power of doing something. Hidayat even is not in the hands of a Nabi. Hidayat even is not in the hands of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Respected elders, Abu Talib was passing away, dying. Uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he heard Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam's birth, he freed, they say, slaves, and he even sacrificed 100 camels. Now he is dying. He was a guardian of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was affectionate and compassionate to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was dying. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to him and told him, "Oh uncle, recite the kalima." What? Recite La ilaha illallah. I will intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab around there, they say, do not do that. Do not forsake the deen of your forefathers. We've got the same problem. We are linked to custom, we are linked to ritual, we are linked to all those things which are baseless in Islam. And we think that we will do those things and get sawab and we will get rewarded. And that which is proven, that which is categorical, that which is certain, that's why are we living. Abdul Muttalib, respected elders, does not respond. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bent down, and he went to his ears, and he told him, "Listen, O uncle, recite it in my ears. Allah Ta'ala is one. There is no partner to Allah. Allah is one. I will intercede for you." Respected elders, he refused. Hidayat, even Nabi cannot give. Hidayat, even the chief of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot give. He died. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grieved. Ayat of Quran came. That, what's that? Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. Respected elders, you cannot give hidayah to whomsoever you want. We give hidayah to whomsoever we want. Together with Tawheed, remember Risalat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Risalat is essential. One day, one person had a debate. Name was, what they commonly known as Mullah Do Pyaza. Actually, his name is Muhammad Umar. But he was commonly known as Mullah Do Pyaza. Once he had a debate with one Shia. Now the condition of this debate was that no words must be exchanged. You understand? No, nothing must be said. So you have to observe me. I will say you what happened by signs, and then I'll explain to you. So on one side was Mullah Do Pyaza, and one side this other fellow. So that Shiite, he did this. So Mullah Do Pyaza, he did this. After that fellow, he did this. Mullah Do Pyaza said, so that person is now, what he did? He did this. Mullah Do Pyaza replied, you understood now? Now, that person said, I lost the debate, and he got up. He said, what do you mean? What has happened? He said, no. I said this. I said, Allah Ta'ala is one. Meaning for salvation, for a Muslim, this is sufficient. Mullah Do Pyaza said, no, two. One is the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is the Risalat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With both is salvation, with one is not salvation. Understand this also. Then if a person say, I only believe in Allah ta'ala is one, and I do not believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will go to Jahannam. Then, when he did this, he meant that three of the Khulafa are not right. And Mullah Do Pyaza replied, no, all four are correct. All four caliphs are valid. All four caliphs are right. And when he did this, he said, that we must have diversification in everything. And Mullah of the other replied, no, for success in anything, we must have unity in everything. Respected elders, what I want to stress here at this stage is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, la sharika. I will take two more minutes. Respected elders, before I give you one more story, that because Ramzan is finished, doesn't mean you must come late now. Please come early. How you are coming in Ramzan early? Arabs, scholars say that amongst the Arabs, there were three extremely handsome people. One was Abu Lahab, meaning father of flame. He was a very handsome person. But at the same time, scholars of Quran say that the words Allah Ta'ala has used against Abu Lahab are stronger than the words used against Pharaoh. So hidayat is not in beauty. Piety is not in beauty. And the second one was Ziya Qalbi. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, when he should come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, he should come in the form, he should take the form of Hazrat Ziya Qalbi and come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam to talk to Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam. And the third one was Hazrat Huzaifa Shamsi. One is Huzaifa Yamani, that's different. And one is Huzaifa, who was the caretaker of the secrets of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam. This is Huzaifa Shamsi. He was extremely handsome. In one battle against the Christians, Muslims were taken prisoners of war. He was so handsome that the Christian ruler, he picked him out from the crowd. He told him, bring him here. They brought him. He was very handsome. And he told him that renounce Islam, renounce Tawheed. I will marry my daughter to you and give you half my kingdom. He said, no, never I'll do this. He said, do it. I'm offering you this. After some negotiation and pressure, verbal pressure, he told him, let us trap him. So they put him into the palace, in a beautiful room, and they put women around him, try to coax him. After a few days, they approached, they said, what happened? Said, this person is like an angel, he doesn't look at us. Why? Tawheed, as he reached, Allah is watching, I must do everything according to Islam. So they said, okay, leave him. They brought him out. And they decided to punish him. So they placed him against the wall and told him, renounce Tawheed. And they began to say the archers, throw arrows and spears at him. So they were throwing it all around him, professionally, striking fear into him, leave Tawheed. He said, no. Then the king, he became vicious. He said, okay, put him on the wall and peg his hand, his legs and his feet and let him bleed. The respected elders, this was done to him. He was bleeding now. And he was losing weight, everything. They brought him down. They said, now will you renounce? He said, no. So they said, okay, prepare a cauldron, a huge pot of heated oil, boiling oil. And they took one of his companions, one of the prisoners of war, and threw him inside. They said, are you ready now to leave Islam? Are you ready to leave Tawheed? He said, no, no ways. He said, you next? I said, no problem. I am next. So he gave instructions, put him also. So they began to take him towards that pot. When they began to take him towards the pot, then he began to cry and weep. So they said, wait, stop. Perhaps he's repenting. He will now leave Islam. They asked him, why are you crying? He said, firstly, I'm crying why I was not sent first. Secondly, I am crying that I wish every hair on my body had a soul of its own, that I could put myself repeatedly in that pot. So put him in. So they put him in. And they left him for half an hour. The Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Then he came out. And he said he had an extremely comfortable time. And this is Qudrat of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam flung into the fire, he's cool. Now when they put him out, the king realized he cannot kill him. So the king said that, kiss my forehead. Kiss my forehead for your freedom. So now Huzafar said, now what, decided what must he do now? Kiss this kafir's forehead? So he said, no, I'll kiss your forehead on this ground, that let alone me, but all my companions, there were apparently about 350 of them, I must be free and all of them must be free also. Then I will kiss your forehead. So the king agreed. He kissed his forehead, the king kept to his word and sent them off. Respected elders, in this age too, our aqaid, our belief is most important. Tawheed, everything for Allah Ta'ala, standing, sitting for Allah Ta'ala, ruku, sijda for Allah Ta'ala, tawaf for the Kaaba of Allah Ta'ala, nazar and niyaz, vow and sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala, sacrifice everything for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is all powerful. His qualities we will enumerate. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice deed and to become good practical Muslims. وآخر دعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين.